Welcome to The Daily Me, the place for insights into life and business. Hello there and welcome back to today's episode of The Daily Me Show. Now, following up from yesterday's call in which I talked about the Mastermind Marketing System by Jay Abraham, I wanted to give you some more value directly out of that book in relation to the Parthenon. Now, for those who don't know what the Parthenon is, this is located in Greece, and it's been there for a long time. It's a former temple on the Athenian Acropolis in Greece. It was dedicated to the goddess Athena in the 5th century BC. Now, the reason for talking about this is because Jay mentioned it in his book, and I see that it's relevant for anybody who's building a business and looking, for example, to have multiple income streams, redundancy, geometric growth, as Jay puts it. And this really struck me because given the amount of, I guess, torment this structure has been put through, you know, the one with the pillars, all the pillars around it, and it looks fairly weathered now. It's been there a long time, but it still stands. And Jay's approach to the Parthenon, he calls it his power Parthenon. And it makes a great deal of sense because if we think about our business, we have, we should hopefully have multiple levels of redundancy. And he refers to strengthening your business through the use of these independent pillars. Now, one pillar alone is not strong enough. Let's say you have one source of income. It may be that one pillar, if something happens in the environment, something happens in your niche, your industry, your customer base disappears, then your business potentially has the potential to disappear along with it. So this is where he was talking about strengthening your business using multiple pillars. And the best way that I can explain it is that if you were just using, for example, let's shift our mind just purely to marketing your business. If you only had one way to market your business, let's say it was Google Ads, and then you decided, okay, well, that's the only one I'm going to have. For some reason that dried up, then your business goes away, or at least it becomes a lot more difficult for you to generate interest in your business, attract people to your business, convert those interested people into leads and customers. But if we had multiple pillars, each pillar representing a different way to market your business, then you are building in a redundancy, like a strength in your business. If one falls over, then you have another source that you can turn to, which again, Jay talks about giving you geometric growth. And another thing that he talks about is also having pillars for generating non-traditional sales, and that, for example, he talks about referrals quite a bit. So one pillar could be your referral system. Another pillar could be Google Ads. Another pillar could be Facebook. Another pillar could be YouTube. And the list goes on. Others could be from other sources, other websites. You might have affiliations with other businesses. And he talks about all of these things inside of his book. So if you've not had the opportunity to get your hands on it or listen to it on Audible, I highly recommend that you do. And probably the first time that you listen to it or read it, you may just kind of think, well, this is overwhelming. And it is. But if you take one element at a time that you don't have inside your existing business, and then you adopt it, and then you implement it, you test it, and then you confirm that it either works or it doesn't, then you have essentially added one of those Parthenon pillars to your business. Now, I'm very excited about this. I mean, I've known this for quite some time, many years, in fact, but it might be that you've never heard of this approach. But if it helps you at all, let us know inside the Podcasting Central group on Facebook. I'd love to see you there. There's no barriers to entry. I keep harping on about the Podcasting Central group, and love to see you there, just as I do needing your help to build the My Future Business YouTube channel. So if you could please drop over to YouTube as well, type in My Future Business. You'll see our symbol come up and it'll say, all about the show and all the rest of it. And if you could like and subscribe, That would be absolutely wonderful. All the help that we can get from you to help build our channel up would be fantastic. So thank you very much in advance. But that's it for today. And up until tomorrow, I'll speak to you then.